Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kent Teese. He is a Senior Vice President and Farm Management Analyst at MinStar Bank in Lake Crystal, Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Well, great to be here.
Now, you are also very much involved in putting together these wonderful forums at FarmFest, which is coming up the 7th, 8th, and 9th of August.
Yes, we've done this for a number of years, and this year, of course, being an even-numbered year, that means it's candidate forum time at FarmFest, and we've been doing candidate forums on statewide and congressional elections since 1990, so we've had a long history of doing these, and this year is kind of the World Series of candidate forums, because with Senator Franken resigning, we got a special election in U.S. Senate seat there, so we have two U.S. Senate forums, a governor's candidate forum with an open governor's race, and a congressional candidate forum with some very intriguing congressional candidate races. So it's going to be quite a farm fest this year.
Indeed, and you know, it's a great opportunity for folks to be in a formal setting, but I'd say it's pretty informal given the surroundings, right?
It is, and you know, of course, FarmFest, a great event, about 600 exhibitors, many special activities and events going on. But, you know, we kind of, in the Wix Forum building, we kind of focus on ag policy, ag issues. And we kick it off that first day with a U.S. Senate candidate forum with Senator Tina Smith, Karen Housley, the Republican-endorsed candidate. And there's about three other candidates that will be on joining those two from both parties, and we'll have a panel of ag leaders asking various questions. And then after the noon break, we come right back with a congressional candidates forum, and we got all the endorsed major candidates plus a couple others for Minnesota's 1st, 2nd, 6th, and 7th congressional districts. And certainly right here in the 1st district, we'll have all three of the main candidates, Jim Hagedorn and Carla Nelson on the Republican side, Dan Feehan, the Democratic candidate, both Congressman Colin Peterson and Congressman Tom Emmer and their opponents will be there as well. And the second morning, it'll be a real highlight, and this is the governor's candidate forum at 10:30, and all five of the main candidates for governor will be present there. I think for the first time they've all been together at a forum. On the Republican side, former Governor Tim Pawlenty and the endorsed candidate Jeff Johnson. And then on the DFL side, you got Congressman Tim Walz, Attorney General Lori Swanson, and Aaron Murphy, the endorsed candidate. So that should be a great one. And then our final candidate forum will be Thursday morning at 10:30. Senator Amy Klobuchar and her primary opponent, Jim Neuberger, will be there. And again, we'll have a panel of ag media folks asking questions on ag and rural issues.
Kent, always a pleasure, and thanks a lot for all your help.
You bet.
Kent Teese, he's been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.